And if you're looking for something a little different to eat with family this Christmas, listen to this. YouTube sensation Mongchi published her first cookbook, Mongchi's Real Korean Cooking, Authentic Dishes for the Home Chef, back in May, and she came into our studios to give me a cooking lesson. Mongchi, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for inviting me.
We should say, by the way, you're not a professional chef. You've never gone to culinary school. You've not owned a restaurant. But you've been interested in food since you were a child in South Korea.
Yes. I'm always interested in delicious food and healthy food and also home cooking food.
When did you first start cooking?
I think elementary school. First, my mom was making like matchsticks when she was, you know, outside. And then I tried to do it by myself. And then I did a lot of cut.
You got cut.
Yeah, but I didn't. Never told my mom. Probably she will give me a hard time. You
know? Why?
Because, oh, dangerous. You know, using knife is dangerous. How come you did this? But I know my mom probably didn't allow me to use, you know, knife.
And it didn't stop you from doing it.
Yeah, ever since then, I keep making delicious food. And whenever I taste a delicious, you know, version of each Korean dishes, and then I want to learn.
You know? And in 2007, you started doing your YouTube videos.
Yes.
Why did you start doing that? And were you surprised that so many people got hooked on them?
Yes, my son, he's a computer, you know, science student. And then he said that, Mom, these days YouTube is very, you know, growing. So, you know, why don't you have some good hobby? So
yeah.
Why don't you share your recipes using YouTube? And then actually at that time, I didn't know anything about, you know, how to make a video. So all my making video skill is self-taught. So, but first my video was that, you know, spicy stir-fried squid, Korean, you know, very traditional dish. And then a lot of people right next day, a lot of people just was, you know, interested in me.
They
left
loved
nice
it.
comments, encouragement. And then they asked me, when is the next video coming? Before that, I had my own hobby, different hobby, was like online game, playing online game. So my Mongchi name is, I got this name from my online game character. And then I changed. So I had to choose one of these hobbies. You know,
and
so
you chose cooking over
cooking,
online
gaming.
Cooking,
on YouTube, more fun because I can interact with my audience all the time.
Well, and you kept that name Mongchi.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going to change my legal name to Mongchi.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Wow, going all the way.
Yeah, Mongchi is a very special name for me.
How many videos have you done at this point?
Around 246. So far.
Just around that.
Around that. I cannot remember.
I think if it's 246, that sounds pretty exact to me. Now, a lot of people, when they think of Korean food, think of Korean barbecue. But what you show in your cookbook is it goes way beyond that.
Yeah. This is food that Korean housewives are making every 3 meals for their family. You know. So.
But are these the kinds of recipes that people who are not Korean are going to be able to easily wrap their heads around?
Yeah, I don't. First, I was worried about what if people think that this is too spicy. But actually, there is a lot of people who had never tasted Korean food. They get addicted to Korean food.
Well, and I'm one of those people, by the way. Although I will say, when you look at some of the spices or some of the ingredients in this book that you need in order to make this food,
yeah,
it's not the kind of stuff that many Americans have in their kitchen already that have to go out and find it.
Yeah. So that's why my cookbook, I really focus on ingredient section. So there is all each photo.
You've got the pictures of exactly what it is.
Picture and also what can be replaced. You know, instead of green onion, you can use other like green stuff. And then we just focus on this. What's the, you know, refrigerator, you know, life, how long you can keep in the refrigerator, this thing. So ingredient section, I really, really focus on because I have been running my website, mongchi.com. So I know that people are so interested in knowing about the Korean ingredient, where to find this stuff. Yeah.
Well, in front of us here, we have what, Mongchi? Because you're going to do some cooking for us right now.
Yeah, I heard that you like spicy food.
Yes, you heard
so
correct.
So special, but it has to be very easy and simple.
Yes.
I'm sure that you, when you go back home, you are going to look for kimchi. I need to make a kimchi pancake.
Yes.
So this is kimchi pancake. Kimchi is like a Korean main kind of a side dish.
Yes.
So this is my homemade.
Ooh.
I made this 7 days ago, and then I need to make it ferment. Ferment, and then exactly when I come here, it should be most peak, delicious time, right?
Yeah.
So I brought this kimchi for you.
Yum. Thank you, Mongchi. That sounds great.
I'm going to chop it up, And then mixed with this flour. This is flour.
Just a little cup of flour
Half a cup flour. But you can replace the flour with rice flour.
Okay.
So, you know, like people gluten-free, you know, people are looking for that kind of recipe. You can just use rice flour. And then mix it together with the water. And then I'm going to chop some green onion here. So green onion adding really more tasty. And then make a pancake, sizzling pancake.
And that it's just going to work like that. We'll throw right into the pan.
I'm sure that you can learn very easily.
Okay.
Yeah. Shall we do?
We'll see. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, sure. So first,
you're squeezing the juice out of that kimchi right there.
I don't want to this all everywhere, kimchi juice everywhere.
Uh-huh.
We need three green onions.
Three green onions.
Yeah. People call this a scallion.
Yeah. Yes.
Very simple. So far, no problem to follow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty easy, although I don't think I can chop that
this
fast.
This is sugar.
Yeah.
So this is actually optional, but you know, when you mix with the sour taste, always we need a little bit of sweetness and then make it more tasty.
So you're just taking that mixture right as it is, we've been mixing it up, and you're just going to take a little bit of it and put it right onto that pan.
Yeah. Oh, you need sound.
Wow.
The sound, we need this ch sound. And then nice circle shape.
You're sort of pressing down and mixing it up on the top of the pancake as it cooks.
Yeah. And then, see, this is my nonstick pan.
Are you about to flip this thing?
Yeah, I brought it from New York.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get out of the way. I don't want any hot oil.
You can do this.
No. I want to see you do it. I just don't want to.
How I know badum is very crispy is that I just usually like shake this, and then it sounds sound.
Uh-huh. And then you can tell that it's crispy.
Yeah, yeah.
And can ready to be flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's flip.
Here we go. Whoa, good job. Monchi has done a really great flip.
When I reached my YouTube subscriber, now my subscriber is 600,000, you know, in any days. When I became my YouTube subscriber number was like 400,000, I was so happy. So I did, I flipped my pancake.
Oh, so you flip for when good things happen.
Yeah, so today I came here, NPR, for your audience.
Yeah.
I flipped this for
you guys. We got a Mong Chi flip.
You plus your audience. You want to do?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Awesome.
All right. See, that's a little, the stakes are lower, but
do you
it
sometimes
works.
Make it at home, pancake?
Yeah.
Like, that's why. Right?
But never this big. Yeah. This is a big pancake.
How do you like it? This is kind
it
of,
It looks
you
great.
Know,
it looks very pretty.
Yeah, a little kind of brownish and crispy.
I would never think to have kimchi in a pancake.
Yeah. So if you tell Korean friends or Korean people, I love kimchi jeon. Actually, Korean name is kimchi jeon. So I love kimchi jeon. They will love you.
Uh-huh.
Because kimchi jeon is such easy. Kimchi is always stuck in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Korean housewives all the time. Kimchi, I run out of kimchi, I feel uncomfortable whole day. I gotta make kimchi.
Really?
Yeah. Not only me, all housewives.
You gotta have kimchi around at all times.
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, thank you, Mong-chi. Yeah.
And I brought these chopsticks.
Oh, you brought chopsticks. So you know, you're really gonna test my ability to. Let's see. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Mmm. Very good. Monchi, that was delicious.
Give me a description about what it tastes like.
What it tastes like? Mm. It tastes like a kimchi pancake in that you've got a little bit of that fried pancake flavor, but also the spice of the kimchi, and I can taste some of the cabbage in there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and a little spicy there.
Spicy,
but
sweet
very
and
good.
Sour also.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Well, Mong-chi, thank you so much. The new book is called Mong-chi's Real Korean Cooking. We're going to have some of these recipes, including the kimchi pancakes, at hereandnow.org, although we will not tell you how to flip the pancake. You're just going to have to figure that out on your own. Mong-chi, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
We spoke with Mong-chi in May. She's now up to 265 videos. We'll link you to her site at hereandnow.org.